I did get employed by Louis de Soissons as a junior for 2 years up until I had to do my national service. And the time at Louis de Soissons was really quite interesting, as it was my first real experience of work. I had worked on Saturdays in school time in the old women stores on the philately counter, which was... I was always working for them because I enjoy stamp collecting and still do, and the managing director of Wellin Stores was in fact also an avid collector and I believe set up his own stamp counter within Wellin Stores. So he could perhaps get the pick of the bunch. But working at Louis de Soissons was really quite exciting. The staff, I think there were probably about 15, 16 chaps there. And Mr. Louis de Soissons, in fact, worked mainly up in the London office and came down probably once or twice a week to go through work, and everybody really stood to attention when he walked through, and in great fear that you'd be called into his inner sanctum to explain what was going on. Luckily, I was only really a junior and only had to be called in once or twice for very minor things that were going on.
What sort of things were you doing at that
stage? I was really only doing very minor, small jobs on my own at that time. Right. But I did work with one or two of the other staff on, certainly on the shops in Stonehills when that was all redeveloped. That was in my time there. And there was a certain amount of other housing going on. And I learned an awful lot there. Kirkland Robertson was the chief architect there, who was very kind to me, and I think he did help me along an awful way. And also remember Eric Simpson, who was the company secretary, I believe, at that time for Winter Garden City office. Another lovely man. So really the time there was most enjoyable.